A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. By Eckhart Tolle. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose by Eckhart Tolle is a book about spiritual awakening and transformation. The author argues that the current state of humanity is one of collective unconsciousness, characterized by an identification with the egoic mind and its illusions of separation from the rest of life. He proposes that through conscious evolution, we can awaken to our true nature as part of a larger consciousness and experience greater peace, joy, and fulfillment in our lives. The book begins with an exploration into what it means to be truly awake in life. Tolle explains how most people are living in a state of sleepwalking, unaware or uninterested in their inner world, and how this leads to suffering. He then introduces his concept of the pain body, a collection of unresolved emotional energies stored within us which cause us further suffering when triggered. Through understanding these concepts, he encourages readers to become aware of their own mental patterns so they can begin to break free from them. Tolle then moves on to discuss how we can create positive change in our lives through cultivating presence, being fully present moment to moment without judgment or attachment. This allows us access to higher states such as love, joy, creativity, insightfulness, etc., which bring more meaning into our lives. He also emphasizes the importance of developing compassion for ourselves and others, as well as learning how not to take things personally. In addition, Tolle discusses various aspects related to spiritual awakening such as enlightenment experiences, non-resistance, acceptance, letting go, trust, surrendering control, transcending thought forms, connecting with stillness/emptiness/silence within oneself, etc. Finally, he talks about creating a new earth where individuals live authentically connected with each other while being guided by higher consciousness rather than egoic desires. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The pain body. Tolle explains that the pain body is an energy field within us that is composed of negative emotions and thoughts that have been suppressed and stored in the subconscious. He suggests that by becoming aware of the pain body and its effects, we can begin to free ourselves from its grip and create a new, more conscious way of living. Main idea number 2. The ego. Tolle explains that the ego is a false sense of self that is based on fear and separation. He suggests that by recognizing the ego and its effects, we can begin to move beyond it and create a more conscious way of living. Main idea number 3. The power of now. Tolle explains that by living in the present moment, we can become aware of our true selves and create a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by being mindful of the present moment, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Main idea number 4. The importance of stillness. Tolle explains that stillness is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by taking time to be still and quiet, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Main idea number 5. The importance of awareness. Tolle explains that awareness is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by becoming aware of our thoughts and feelings, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Main idea number 6. The importance of acceptance. Tolle explains that acceptance is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by accepting ourselves and others, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Main idea number 7. The importance of surrender. Tolle explains that surrender is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by letting go of our need to control and allowing life to unfold, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Main idea number 8. The importance of forgiveness. Tolle explains that forgiveness is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by forgiving ourselves and others, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Main idea number 9. The importance of love. Tolle explains that love is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by cultivating love and compassion, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Main idea number 10. The importance of relationships. Tolle explains that relationships are essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by cultivating meaningful relationships, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Main idea number 11. The importance of service. Tolle explains that service is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by serving others, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Main idea number 12. The importance of inner work. Tolle explains that inner work is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by engaging in inner work, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Main idea number 13. The importance of spiritual practice. Tolle explains that spiritual practice is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by engaging in spiritual practice, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Main idea number 14. The importance of meditation. Tolle explains that meditation is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by engaging in meditation, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Main idea number 15. The importance of gratitude. Tolle explains that gratitude is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by cultivating gratitude, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Main idea number 16. The importance of joy. Tolle explains that joy is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by cultivating joy, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Main idea number 17. The importance of presence. Tolle explains that presence is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by cultivating presence, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Main idea number 18. The importance of stillness. Tolle explains that stillness is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by cultivating stillness, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Main idea number 19. The importance of trust. Tolle explains that trust is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by cultivating trust, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Main idea number 20. The importance of surrender. Tolle explains that surrender is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by surrendering to the present moment, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Tolle explains that the pain body is an energy field within us that is composed of negative emotions and thoughts that have been suppressed and stored in the subconscious. He suggests that this energy field can manifest itself as physical or emotional pain, depression, anger, fear, resentment, or any other form of suffering. The pain body can also be triggered by external events such as a traumatic experience or even something seemingly insignificant like a comment from someone else. The key to freeing ourselves from the grip of our pain body lies in becoming aware of it and its effects on our lives. Tolle encourages us to observe our reactions when we are faced with difficult situations without judgment or attachment. By doing so, we can begin to recognize patterns in how we respond to certain triggers and start to break free from them. Once we become conscious of our own pain bodies, Tolle suggests that we can create a new way of living based on love instead of fear. We can learn how to accept ourselves for who we are without needing validation from others, how to forgive those who have hurt us, and ultimately how to live life with more joy and peace. Main idea number 2. Eckhart Tolle explains that the ego is a false sense of self based on fear and separation. He suggests that by recognizing the ego, we can begin to move beyond it and create a more conscious way of living. The ego creates an illusion of separateness from others, leading us to believe that our own needs are more important than those around us. This leads to feelings of insecurity, anxiety, and even depression as we become focused on ourselves instead of connecting with others. Tolle encourages us to recognize the effects of the ego in order to break free from its grasp. By understanding how it works and why it exists, we can start making choices that lead towards greater connection with ourselves and others. We can learn how to be present in each moment without being controlled by our thoughts or emotions. Through this process, we can find peace within ourselves while also creating meaningful relationships with those around us. Main idea number 3. The power of now is a concept that Eckhart Tolle explains in his book, A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. He suggests that by living in the present moment and being mindful of our thoughts and actions, we can become aware of our true selves and create a more conscious way of living. By focusing on the present moment instead of worrying about the past or future, we can move beyond the ego and its effects. Tolle believes that when we are able to be fully present in each moment without judgment or attachment, it allows us to experience life with greater clarity and understanding. This awareness helps us recognize how our thoughts shape our reality and gives us an opportunity to make positive changes within ourselves. It also encourages us to take responsibility for our lives so that we can live with intention rather than simply reacting out of habit. Ultimately, Tolle argues that by embracing the power of now, we can find peace within ourselves as well as connect more deeply with others around us. We learn how to appreciate what is happening right here and now instead of constantly striving for something else in the future. In this way, living in the present moment becomes a powerful tool for personal growth. Main idea number 4. Eckhart Tolle explains that stillness is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by taking time to be still and quiet, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Stillness allows us to become aware of our thoughts, feelings, and emotions without judgment or attachment. It helps us gain clarity on what matters most in life and how we want to live it. Stillness also gives us an opportunity to connect with ourselves on a deeper level. We can use this time for self-reflection, allowing us to identify areas where we need growth or healing. This connection with ourselves can help us make decisions from a place of love rather than fear. Finally, stillness provides an opportunity for spiritual growth as well. By being present in the moment and connecting with something greater than ourselves, we open up new possibilities for understanding our purpose in life. Main idea number 5. Eckhart Tolle explains that awareness is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by becoming aware of our thoughts and feelings, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Awareness allows us to recognize when we are being driven by fear or insecurity, so that we can make better choices in how we respond to situations. It also helps us become more mindful of our actions and their consequences, allowing us to take responsibility for them. Awareness also enables us to be present in the moment instead of dwelling on past events or worrying about future ones. This presence brings with it an appreciation for life as it is right now, rather than focusing on what could have been or should be different. By cultivating this kind of awareness, we can learn to accept ourselves and others without judgment. Finally, awareness gives us insight into our own motivations and desires so that we can live authentically according to our true values. When combined with compassion and understanding towards ourselves and others, this type of self-awareness leads to greater peace within ourselves as well as healthier relationships with those around us. Main idea number 6. Eckhart Tolle explains that acceptance is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by accepting ourselves and others, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Acceptance allows us to be present in the moment without judgment or attachment, which helps us become aware of our true nature as spiritual beings. It also enables us to recognize our interconnectedness with all life, allowing us to experience greater peace and joy. Acceptance does not mean passivity or resignation, it means being open to what is happening in each moment without resistance or struggle. This openness creates space for new possibilities and insights into how we can live more consciously. By embracing acceptance, we can learn from difficult experiences rather than trying to avoid them or push them away. Ultimately, acceptance leads us towards inner freedom because it allows us to let go of attachments and expectations about how things should be. We are then able to accept reality as it is instead of fighting against it, which brings a sense of peace and contentment. Main idea number 7. Eckhart Tolle explains that surrender is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by letting go of our need to control and allowing life to unfold, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Surrendering allows us to become aware of what is happening in the present moment without judgment or attachment, which helps us gain clarity on our true purpose in life. Tolle believes that when we surrender, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and potentials. We are no longer bound by our own limited beliefs or expectations. Instead, we can explore different paths with an open mind and heart. This process also helps us cultivate inner peace as it encourages us to accept whatever comes our way without resistance. Surrendering does not mean giving up or resigning ourselves to fate, rather, it means trusting in something greater than ourselves, a higher power, and having faith that everything will work out for the best. By embracing this idea, we can learn how to live with grace and ease even during difficult times. Main idea number 8. Eckhart Tolle explains that forgiveness is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by forgiving ourselves and others, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Forgiveness allows us to let go of our attachment to pain, suffering, and resentment. It helps us recognize our interconnectedness with all life forms and encourages us to be compassionate towards ourselves and others. Tolle believes that when we forgive, we are able to release negative energy from our lives. This creates space for positive energy such as love, joy, peace, understanding, acceptance, and appreciation. By practicing forgiveness on a regular basis, we can create an environment where these qualities thrive. Forgiveness also has the power to heal relationships between people who have been hurt or wronged in some way. When both parties are willing to forgive each other, it opens up the possibility of reconciliation, which can lead to greater understanding between them. Ultimately, Tolle argues that forgiveness is one of the most important steps in achieving inner peace and spiritual growth. By learning how to forgive ourselves and those around us, we can become more aware of our true nature as spiritual beings connected with all life forms. Main idea number 9. Eckhart Tolle explains that love is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by cultivating love and compassion, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Love is not just an emotion, it is also a state of being in which one has unconditional acceptance for oneself and others. This kind of love allows us to be present with our experience without judgment or attachment, allowing us to see things as they truly are. Tolle believes that when we practice loving ourselves and others unconditionally, we become aware of our interconnectedness with all life forms on this planet. We come to understand how our actions affect those around us, leading us towards greater responsibility for ourselves and the world at large. By recognizing the importance of love in our lives, we can create meaningful relationships with each other while deepening our connection with nature. Love helps us recognize the beauty within ourselves and others, inspiring kindness rather than fear or hatred. It encourages understanding instead of criticism or judgmental attitudes towards people who may have different beliefs from ours. Ultimately, embracing love leads to inner peace as well as harmony between individuals and communities. Main idea number 10. Eckhart Tolle explains that relationships are essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by cultivating meaningful relationships, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Relationships provide us with an opportunity to learn about ourselves and others in a deeper way, allowing us to gain insight into our own motivations and behaviors as well as those of others. Through this process, we can become aware of how our actions affect not only ourselves but also those around us. Tolle believes that when we form strong connections with people who share similar values or goals, it helps create a sense of belonging and purpose in life. This connection allows us to feel supported and understood on a much deeper level than if we were alone. It also encourages growth through mutual understanding and respect. Relationships help foster empathy, compassion, trust, love, acceptance, all qualities necessary for personal development. They give us the chance to practice patience while learning from each other's mistakes without judgment or criticism. Ultimately, these experiences lead to greater self-awareness, which is key for achieving inner peace. Main idea number 11. Eckhart Tolle explains that service is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by serving others, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Service allows us to connect with our true nature, which is one of love and compassion. It helps us to recognize our interconnectedness with all life and encourages us to act in ways that benefit everyone involved. Service also provides an opportunity for personal growth as it requires us to step outside of ourselves and focus on the needs of others. By doing so, we are able to gain insight into how our actions affect those around us, allowing us to become more aware of our own behavior and motivations. Additionally, service gives us a sense of purpose as it allows us to contribute something meaningful towards making the world a better place. Ultimately, service is an important part of living consciously because it enables us to move away from self-centeredness and towards greater connection with each other. Through service, we can learn how powerful acts of kindness can be in transforming lives, both ours and those around us. Main idea number 12. Inner work is essential for creating a more conscious way of living, according to Eckhart Tolle. He suggests that by engaging in inner work, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Inner work involves taking time to reflect on our thoughts and feelings, as well as examining our beliefs and values. It also requires us to be honest with ourselves about what we truly want out of life and how we can best achieve it. Tolle believes that when we engage in inner work, it helps us become aware of our true selves, who we are without the influence of external forces or societal expectations. This awareness allows us to make decisions from a place of clarity rather than fear or confusion. Additionally, it enables us to create meaningful relationships with others based on mutual understanding instead of manipulation or control. Ultimately, engaging in inner work is an important part of personal growth and development. By doing so, we can gain insight into ourselves, which will help guide us towards making better choices for ourselves and those around us. Main idea number 13. Eckhart Tolle explains that spiritual practice is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by engaging in spiritual practice, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Spiritual practice helps us to become aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions so that we can make choices from a place of greater clarity and understanding. It also allows us to connect with something larger than ourselves, a source of wisdom and guidance, which can help us live life with greater purpose. Tolle encourages people to find their own unique path when it comes to spiritual practice. This could include activities such as meditation, prayer, yoga, or other forms of physical exercise, journaling, or creative expression. The important thing is not necessarily what type of activity you choose, but rather how deeply you engage in it. Allowing yourself time each day for reflection and contemplation will help bring about inner transformation. Ultimately, engaging in regular spiritual practice helps us cultivate an attitude of acceptance towards ourselves and others while deepening our connection with the divine within all things. By taking this journey inwardly on a daily basis, we are able to create lasting change both within ourselves and out into the world around us. Main idea number 14. Eckhart Tolle explains that meditation is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by engaging in meditation, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Meditation helps us to become aware of our thoughts and feelings, allowing us to observe them without judgment or attachment. This practice allows us to gain insight into our true nature and develop an inner stillness, which leads to greater clarity and peace. Tolle also emphasizes the importance of being present in each moment as it arises. By focusing on the here and now rather than worrying about what has happened or might happen in the future, we can be fully engaged with life as it unfolds before us. Through this mindful awareness, we can learn how to respond skillfully instead of reacting impulsively out of habit or fear. Ultimately, meditation helps us cultivate a deeper connection with ourselves and others around us. It enables us to recognize our interconnectedness with all things so that we may live more harmoniously within ourselves and with those around us. Main idea number 15. Eckhart Tolle explains that gratitude is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by cultivating gratitude, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Gratitude helps us to recognize our interconnectedness with all life and appreciate the beauty in each moment. It allows us to be present in the here and now, rather than dwelling on past events or worrying about future ones. Gratitude also encourages us to take responsibility for our lives and actions, as well as those of others. When we are grateful for what we have been given, it becomes easier to accept both positive and negative experiences without judgment or attachment. This helps us stay focused on what truly matters, the present moment, and live with greater intentionality. Finally, expressing gratitude has been shown to improve physical health by reducing stress levels and increasing feelings of happiness. By taking time each day to reflect on all that we have been blessed with, we can create an attitude of appreciation which will help bring more joy into our lives. Main idea number 16. Eckhart Tolle explains that joy is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by cultivating joy, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Joy is an important part of our spiritual journey as it helps us to connect with our true selves and find inner peace. It also allows us to appreciate life's beauty and be present in each moment. When we experience joy, we are able to let go of fear, worry, and stress, which can often lead us down a path of unhappiness. Joy brings about positive energy which helps us create meaningful relationships with others as well as ourselves. It encourages creativity and self-expression while allowing us to live authentically without judgment or comparison from others. Joy gives us the courage to take risks in order to reach our goals and dreams because it reminds us that anything is possible if we believe in ourselves. Ultimately, joy is essential for leading a fulfilling life full of purpose and meaning. By embracing this emotion on a daily basis, we can become more mindful individuals who are better equipped at handling difficult situations with grace. Main idea number 17. Eckhart Tolle explains that presence is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by cultivating presence, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Presence allows us to be aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions in the present moment without judgment or attachment. It helps us to become mindful of our environment and how it affects us emotionally and physically. By being present with ourselves, we can gain insight into our true nature and learn how to live life from a place of inner peace. Presence also enables us to connect deeply with others on an emotional level. When we are fully present with someone else, we create space for understanding and compassion, which leads to meaningful relationships based on trust and respect. Additionally, when we practice presence in everyday life, it helps us stay focused on what matters most instead of getting caught up in distractions or worrying about things outside our control. Ultimately, Eckhart Tolle believes that cultivating presence is key for leading a fulfilling life full of joy and purpose. By learning how to be still within ourselves while engaging with the world around us, we can experience greater clarity about who we are as individuals as well as find deeper connections with those around us. Main idea number 18. Eckhart Tolle explains that stillness is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by cultivating stillness, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Stillness allows us to become aware of our thoughts and feelings without judgment or attachment, allowing us to observe them objectively. This helps us gain insight into our own behavior and motivations, as well as those of others. Stillness also gives us an opportunity to connect with ourselves on a deeper level. It provides space for reflection and contemplation, enabling us to access inner wisdom and intuition. By taking time out from the hustle and bustle of everyday life, we can reconnect with what truly matters in life: peace, joy, love, rather than getting caught up in external distractions. Finally, stillness enables us to be present in each moment instead of worrying about the past or future. When we are able to stay focused on the here and now without being pulled away by mental chatter or emotional turmoil, we can experience true contentment. Main idea number 19. Eckhart Tolle explains that trust is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by cultivating trust, we can begin to move beyond the ego and its effects. Trust allows us to open up to new possibilities and experiences without fear or hesitation. It helps us to be present in the moment, rather than worrying about what might happen next. When we trust ourselves and others, it creates an atmosphere of safety and security which encourages growth and exploration. Trust also enables us to form meaningful relationships with those around us. We are able to let go of our need for control when we have faith in another person's intentions towards us. This allows us to connect on a deeper level with those who matter most in our lives, as well as build bridges between people from different backgrounds. Finally, trusting ourselves gives us the courage needed to take risks and make changes in our lives that will lead towards greater fulfillment. By believing in our own abilities, we can push past any doubts or fears that may be holding us back from achieving our goals. Main idea number 20. Eckhart Tolle explains that surrender is essential for creating a more conscious way of living. He suggests that by letting go of our attachment to the ego and its desires, we can begin to move beyond it and into a state of presence. Surrendering allows us to be in the present moment without judgment or expectation, allowing us to experience life as it truly is. This helps us become aware of our true nature and purpose in life. Tolle believes that when we surrender, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and potentials. We are no longer bound by our own limited beliefs or expectations, instead, we can explore different paths with an open mind and heart. By releasing control over outcomes, we create space for something greater than ourselves, something divine, to enter into our lives. Surrendering also brings about inner peace because it releases all resistance within us. When we let go of trying to control everything around us, there is nothing left but acceptance and love for what is happening right now in this moment. This creates a sense of calmness within which allows us to live more fully from the heart. Ultimately, Eckhart Tolle encourages readers to practice surrender on a daily basis so they can experience the joys that come with being present in each moment without fear or worry about what may happen next. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.